You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
This is Diane Swanbrow reporting from the University of Michigan Institute for Social Research. Today I'm speaking with psychologist Daphna Oyserman, who's been conducting some research identifying factors that can help children do well in school.
The core issue is that doing well in school is very important for life afterwards, and in particularly in our modern society, actually getting education beyond high school is very important. And one question we had is, the literature in general suggests that Americans want to do well in school and expect to do well in school, and sure enough, in our sample of very low-income kids, we found the same thing. About 90% of kids say they expect to go beyond high school into college. Our question was then why that expectation alone may not be enough to get kids to work hard in school, do their homework, study for exams. And we thought it might be because that distal hope or expectation may not feel relevant right now. After all, right now, I'm just a kid. This is eighth grade spelling. Why would this be relevant to my desire later to be a successful adult? So we thought that what would be necessary would be to help kids see that future goal of a successful adult as being proximally relevant to school. So the finding in the study is that when we could induce kids to see that later image of successful adult as being close now, kids actually did work harder in school and were actually six times more likely to complete a homework assignment and bring it back.
How old were the students that you studied?
We started out being interested in these, what might be called the achievement gap between what you want to do and what you are doing academically with older kids, and we began working our way back. So this particular study was in middle school with seventh graders, and we picked middle school because that's a point at which you begin to see dramatic spread in terms of outcomes for kids, and not so much in terms of what they would hope to attain academically, but in terms of what they're actually doing. We actually also have done studies with children as young as 8 and 9.
Daphna, what can parents do to help their children succeed academically?
The particular study that we did really focused on kids' own mindset and helping kids to see the future as close. And we didn't study what parents can do to help children see that, but in other studies we found that all sorts of things that parents do can have an analogous effect. So for example, parents who are involved in school seem to be modeling a similar idea, which is that doing well in school really matters, even if it's hard and inconvenient to show up for school events, I do it, which presumably means at some larger level this is relevant, I believe it's important, and I believe it has consequences for the future. Probably just telling your kids those things directly will have limited effect, though, you know, you can always try it. I think that what we're really finding is that it has to feel psychologically close. It has to matter now. The future can't feel far away because then it doesn't much matter what you do right now.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.